Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me. That's the late, great Tom Petty bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Speaking of books, Chris Caruso has a bunch of them, at least three that I know of. Hamburger Dreams, that's what we're talking about today, is the stories and lessons we can learn from hamburgers. It's National Cheeseburger Day. Chris, how many books now? 25, 30?
No, not that many. I think I'm up to eight.
Only eight.
Soon to be 11.
Wow.
Soon to be 11. I got a volume set coming out within a month.
Wow. Boy, folks, that's a prolific author. And they've sold something under a billion copies across the galaxy. So check those out. Where can they find you, Chris, and your books?
Oh, they can. Any bookstore will have it. Amazon, wherever you buy books, you can find one of my books. Just look up my name, Chris Caruso. There you go.
There you go. All right, so check it out, folks. So National Cheeseburger Day. I'm going to make it Galactic Cheeseburger Day. I'm going to take that license and say that it's that way all over the galaxy. And we're talking about what we can learn from cheeseburgers, from the hamburger lesson, the story. Chris, in the previous segment, told us about the origins of the hamburger, how it was named, where it first happened in almost 150 years ago. And so I like mine with mustard and ketchup and pickles and onions. How do you like yours?
I like mine, I like that with everything, maybe a little bit of mayonnaise, an onion on it, raw onion, not a cooked onion.
Who's got the best hamburger? Of all the franchises, who has the best hamburger?
Everybody asks me this question whenever I go on radio, and this is my answer. And it should be the answer for everybody. The best hamburger that is ever made is the one that you make on your own grill.
Oh, you're not going to get out of that. I want to know what Chris Caruso thinks is the best hamburger. Come on.
I like them all. I mean, I'm always interested in trying new ones.
I'm going to tell you the truth. The best hamburger to me is the Whopper. It's just a classic burger forever and ever. It's always good. I love the Whopper, the Burger King Whopper. What do you think about that?
I like that one. I like the McDonald's regular hamburger. If I want a fancy burger, I go with a Whopper. If I want a regular burger, I go with the McDonald's.
There you go.
They
are good, and America is a hamburger if nothing else, and maybe pizza otherwise. So what else? What are the lessons can we learn from the hamburger history?
You know, one of the things that I found fascinating was just the whole element of public relations and promotion. Again, I said earlier how the people who actually made billions and billions of dollars with hamburgers were not the original inventors.
Right.
They were the people who came afterwards. And a lot of it had to do with...
Well, Ray Kroc didn't invent the McDonald's hamburger. He bought that license from the brothers who invented it out of Chicago, and then he took it global.
And he's a great example of how the sizzle really sells. I mean, McDonald's was one of the last entries into this the fast food business. It was maybe the middling entry. I mean, Burger King came right after it and Wendy's after that, but... You know, In-N-Out and White Castle were before, but McDonald's just grew tremendously, and it was just the business mind that Ray Kroc had, but not just the business of logistics, because a lot of that was really done originally by the McDonald's brothers, and he just copied it, or bought it. I mean, it was a legitimate copy, but a lot of it with Ray Kroc was his ability to publicize what was going on. I mean, he had a very sophisticated publicity campaign. Really, from the very beginning, where you look, and I saw this in the research that I did, local newspapers, these aren't the big metropolitan dailies. These would be, say, the weekly suburban newspapers throughout the country would be writing stories about the local McDonald's franchise.
Mm-hmm.
It would be the exact same story. All they did was change the name of the franchise owner
for
the local market.
Yeah.
And it worked. The other thing is
he didn't say look for our hamburgers. He said look for the golden arches. That was the other thing. You can see those things for a mile away.
Oh, right.
Your children would see the golden arches before they could say McDonald's, and they'd want to go there.
That's right. That's absolutely correct.
That's so another genius thing that he did.
Right. The whole idea of publicity, and here's something where people talk about things going viral today. You know, everybody wants to make something that goes viral, and that's a measure of success. And it really is to an extent where it could kind of, you can almost create a Frankenstein with your publicity if you're not too careful. And that's, in fact, what happened. Oh, the whole idea of the hamburger being invented at the 1904 St. Louis World's Fair, for 50 years, this is what everyone believed. Yet it was It was pointed out about 10 years ago that it never happened. It wasn't true. It wasn't invented there. It wasn't even made popular there. It was popular before then. So why did we think that it was invented there at the World's Fair? Well, there's a couple of different hamburger origin stories that sort of merged together with this whole idea of St. Louis World's Fair. And what I decided to do, since somebody else had already proven that that didn't occur, I tried to figure out, well, why did it occur? And what I was able to do is I followed the breadcrumbs. You know that old tale about following the breadcrumbs back home?
Yeah.
So I did that with the newspaper articles, going back in time to find the earliest mention of this. And it turns out it was a publicity stunt in Chicago in 1948. A franchisor of hamburger restaurants wanted to make a big deal about this event. And he created the world's largest hamburger, inviting everyone whose last name was Hamburger to come and eat it. And then he told the first story about it being invented at the World's Fair.
What a great PR story. Hey, Chris, I got to wrap it up. Good job today. Give us your website quickly, please.
That's ChrisCarosa.com.
All right. Hey, Chris, good job. Come back soon. Quick break. Stay with me.
All right, thanks.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.